Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Okay. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Negro.
I'm sorry?
Negro.
Okay. Now, your race. I'm sorry. What's your race?
Negro. Black.
I'm sorry. What? I can't. Oh, black. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. And what is your age?
73.
Thank you. Okay, now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote, probably going to vote, 50-50, or you're not going to vote?
I'll vote.
So you're definitely going to vote, right? Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? So you're dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select of the two. We got reducing crime, fighting inflation, providing affordable child care, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, improving the economy, protecting women's productive freedoms and abortion rights, standing up to the rights and racism and discrimination, reducing gun violence, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting LGBTQ rights, improving K-12 public school education, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, or investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. Which one comes first to your head? Okay. Hello?
I really don't know. Well,
which one would you lean more towards? Reducing crime, fighting inflation, reducing gun violence, improving the economy? Sorry?
I don't know.
Okay, which one do you think is a strong issue to you right now that that's going on in your life right now? Which one is a strong issue? Something that grabs your attention?
The gun.
Gun. Okay, so I have reducing gun violence. That's one. All right, let's move forward here. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse, okay. In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility to this country? The breakdown of the traditional family structure, racism and discrimination, not enough good role models, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, poor life choices and values by some, too many people depending on the government for handouts, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, poor work ethic, lack of good paying job opportunities, or inadequate programs to help people in poverty? Which one do you think is a great obstacle to you out of the ones I just read?
Good work.
Lack of good paying job opportunities?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay, so you heard about this, seen it, or read it. Okay. Now, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? Do you support
no.
or oppose? So you oppose.
I mean,
so you're against it or you're with it?
With it.
Ban
books from schools.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
So you oppose it. You somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I do not.
Right. You're not with it. You're against it. So you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I don't oppose to ban books from school.
Okay, so you support it. So do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Yeah. Somewhat.
Don't confuse me. Got you. Somewhat support. Got you. Thank you for that. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using
yes,
a scale from zero. I'm sorry?
Don't confuse me. I have had a stroke.
In the past? I'm so sorry to hear that.
I just had one.
Right now?
Okay. No, I have had one. Don't confuse me about
that. Okay. No problem. If you need me to repeat anything or anything you want, I can go ahead and do it. I do understand, and thank you for your time. I truly appreciate it. Well, we truly appreciate it. You're very strong. So the next one, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. So 100 means, I like them a lot. I'm going to give them 100. 50 means so-so, and 0 means no, I don't like them at all. So any number from 0 to 100. Let's start with Beyonce. What would you give her from 0 to 100?
Beyonce?
Yes, Beyonce.
Yeah. I give her 100.
Okay. How about Ron DeSantis?
I don't know a lot of people by name. I really don't.
Okay. How about the feminist movement?
In feminist movement, you forget that 100.
100, okay. How about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I give that him about 99.
Okay, how about the organization Black Lives Matter?
I guess that's 100.
Thank you. And Hakeem Jeffries?
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries. If you don't recognize, just let me know.
Hakeem. Yes.
Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't recognize.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
I don't recognize the name either.
Okay. And the NAACP?
100.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Let's move forward here now. Now, I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third-party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, for whom would you vote?
I know we vote for Donald Trump. He's out. I don't I don't remember. You say who? I'm not good with names because of stroke.
No problem.
How?
I said three names. The first one was Cornel West. Second one is Joe Biden. And the third one is Donald Trump. Who would you vote for?
Donald Trump is out.
Okay.
I can't remember what was it.
We have Joe Biden and Cornel West.
Joe Biden. Cornel West.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember which one.
Oh, okay. No problem. Let's move. Go ahead. Which one would you lean more towards? Who has the strongest opinion from you right now? Or who has your attention the most right now? Cornel West or Joe Biden?
I'm a Democrat.
The Democrat? So that's going to be Joe Biden. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now let's move, switching things up a bit. Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10. So 10 means that, man, that's going to impact my life majorly. 5, somewhat impact my life. And 0, no, that's not going to impact my life at all. So here's the first one.
Are these names?
No, they're not names. They're not names. It's just statements. Here's the first one. The country's economy going into a recession soon. How would that impact your life?
Going into recession.
If the country's economy going into a recession soon, how much would that impact your life from 0 to 10? The higher you go, the more it impacts your life.
It would impact my life quite a bit.
So from 0 to 10, how much?
Probably 10, wouldn't it?
Okay. How about the next one? Affirmative action ending. How much would that affect your life? Affirmative action ending. From 0 to 10.
Action ending. Affirmative action ending.
In general. Okay, no problem. Let's move on to the next one. How about crime and violence in this country? How much would that impact your life from 0 to 10?
It ended. You said crime ended?
No, crime and violence in this country. How much would that impact your life? The crime and violence in this country.
You said, would the crime and violence ending?
No, just the crime and violence in general. Just in general. Crime and violence in this country. How much would that affect your life?
It would affect my... How much longer do I have to stay on the phone?
Oh, we're almost done. So from 0 to 10, how much would that affect your life? Crime and violence in this country.
It would really affect my life. So is that a 10?
Okay, that's a 10. And climate change. How much does that affect your life?
Climate change.
Yeah.
0 to 10.
How much?
10.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's move forward here. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, tell me if you agree or disagree with this policy. So the first one, children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery for taking hormone blockers. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Children under what? Under age.
I'm sorry?
You say children under age.
18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery for taking hormone blockers, basically changing their sex. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Oh. I agree.
Okay. Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
How about this one? The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, I agree with that.
Somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. How about ban assault weapons? Agree or disagree?
Assault weapons.
Ban assault weapons. Ban them for good.
Permanently.
Do you agree or disagree?
Mandem.
Today I spoke to an IMPD chaplain to explain that even though officers are resilient and still can...
I agree to a certain extent.
Okay, so somewhat agree. How about the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use? You agree or disagree with that?
I don't agree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I totally agree.
So you strongly disagree, okay? How about raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff?
Yes, I agree.
Somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
How about the government should provide free child care to all families?
Oh. I mean, I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
So somewhat agree. Okay, got you. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. All right, let's move forward here. Now, in which, if any, of the we're almost done, man. Your opinions are very important to us. Believe me, this is very important. So I'm just trying to finish the survey. We're almost done, I promise you. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, death of a family member, sickness or serious injury, mothers giving birth to a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, mothers adopting a child, or fathers adopting a child. Which one would you agree with? Which one do you choose?
That major issue owner, Jesse Rice, will tell you happened back in May after a show at Black Circle this morning.
Basically, they're asking for the following situation, should employers be required to give their workers paid time off? So in what situation do you think they should give them paid time off? Death of a family member, sickness or serious injury, mothers giving birth to a child.
Mothers giving birth to a child.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I don't.
you don't experience racism or discrimination?
I don't. But.
Oh, okay. I understand now. Have any. I'm sorry? Okay. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen. Has that happened to you or a family member in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen. Has that happened to you or a family member, ma'am?
On the phone too long, I don't remember stuff.
Okay, so you don't remember it happened to you. Okay, how about home was vandalized or broken into? Has your home been broken into or vandalized?
Yes, it has. I can't remember stuff.
Okay. Oh, okay. If it has. We don't need an exact date. We don't need an exact date or what happened. We just need to know if it happened to you or not. How about violent crimes such as assault? Has that happened to you or a family member in the last 12 months? Violent crime such as assault?
When I had this accident, I can do so much.
In the last 12 months?
Yeah.
In the last 12 months? Oh, okay. Thank you. And how about car was stolen or broken into? Has your car been stolen or broken into in the last 12 months?
It took my car from me because I can't drive no more.
In the last 12, okay. But it hasn't been broken or stolen into, right?
No.
Okay. All right. So these are the last few questions. These are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? The last year of schooling?
I finished college, so you're a
college graduate?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married? Go ahead.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? I'm sorry, you're a widow?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children? No, these are the last questions.
Okay.
Do any children 18 years of age or younger live in your household? Children 18 years of age or younger?
No.
How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week?
I have church at home anymore.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each one, tell me how often you use it or watch it or read them. Now, the first one, your local TV news, very often or not too often?
Often.
Okay. Fox News.
I watch it.
You don't watch it? Okay.
All news stations.
Okay. And how about networks, news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
All news stations.
Okay. And MSNBC or CNN?
Watch all news stations.
Gotcha. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Right.
Is that a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or a spouse, employers, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or no health insurance?
Okay.
Medicare?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents,
yes.
Or parents?
Me, myself.
Okay, so it'd be you. Now, would you please tell me in which of the following categories your yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to the category. Under 15,000, between 15,000 to 30,000, 30,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000.
Right there.
30,000 to 50,000. Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. I truly appreciate your patience, ma'am. I'm so sorry that happened to you, the stroke you were telling me about. I know you will get stronger. You sound like a very strong woman. But thank you for your time. You have yourself a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.